Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey everybody, Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the Everyday Saturday Show. Got a great guest, another great guest, Mark Yusek, going to bring him out in just a second. We're talking all about mindset, conscious, subconscious mind. This is the stuff that gets me going. I was talking with Mark in LA last weekend. We spoke at an event together, and we were having breakfast, and our conversation got cut short. Mark didn't pick up the bill. I had to get out of there, so I gotta finish that conversation. Mark, what's going on, man?
Well, and not a whole lot, but I didn't have to pick up the bill. We got the guy in the table because we'd asked him. We asked the waiter. I said, "Does it matter who pays?" And he says, "No." I said, "Okay, give it to that guy over there," and it was perfect.
Yeah,
so, it was. Hey, who needed a bill, right?
No,
we're doing good. I appreciate you very much, man. Thanks for letting me on here. This is awesome, man.
We're going to have a lot of fun.
It's up at 6 o'clock in the morning. And for me, you know what that means?
What?
I had to be really pumped to get up at 6 in the morning to wake up and like, what's going on, you know?
Well, you're in Vegas. Now, you're in Vegas. So
I am in Vegas, yeah.
You're 3 hours behind me. So we had to drag you out of bed early today, man, just to be able to make the show on time. But you can primp yourself a little bit later after the podcast is over and get going with the rest of your day.
Yeah, I might shower after this and all that. Who knows what I might do, right?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, so I met Mark in Vegas a few years ago. I saw him do an event. Mark's a hypnotist. I'll have him talk about that. But really, I don't even view Mark as a hypnotist. I view him as a mindset master. Like, I view this guy really, really has it dialed in. And I don't really have guys like this on my show, guys or girls on my show, talking about bringing stuff in from the universe and manifesting all this stuff. But Mark, when we were last time we were together a couple of weeks ago in LA, we got into a pretty good conversation. I'm like, hey, stop talking. we gotta capture this on the podcast. So, Mark, for people that who don't know you, tell us a bit about yourself. What do you do?
Like you said, yes, I am a hypnotist. I've been doing hypnosis entertainment shows since 1991, you know, done over 10,000 shows. I travel all over the world. But the thing I stay away from, the reason I don't really push the word hypnosis, because people put different identities to certain words, you know, oh, hypnotist, you know, you can't hypnotize me, or I don't believe in that, or you're going to take control of my mind, I'm going to lose my free will. So all these false things about hypnosis is just pops out. So what I really enjoy doing and love to do more than anything else is, like you say, I like to help people. People that are in challenges that have a certain belief system. And all of us have a belief system, you know. And it's what's kind of funny in other countries, like they want me to go over to the, you know, cross seas and all that to the Asian countries. And what they told me to do is they don't want to bill me as a hypnotist. And I said, well, what do you mean don't bill me as a hypnotist?
Yeah.
They said, want to bill you as a guru, a neurological guru. I said, what? I can't even spell that. You got to slow down. And they said, well, because it's scientific. And I explained to them what you're talking about. They want to put me on different scientific shows, like saying, you know, your mind is two parts. You got a conscious mind that analyzes and has all these desires and dreams and goals and things that we want to do. And then your subconscious mind. It's like the engine to the car. You know, you got this beautiful car, but if the engine isn't working right, it doesn't matter how good, you know, your desires are sitting in the seat. You're not going to get where you want to go. If your engine isn't right, if your programs aren't right, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, you've seen me perform, you've heard me speak before. And the one thing is, everybody has desires. But the one thing is, why do people do things in life, Sam, that they don't want to do?
Yes. Why is that? Start with that right there. Why do people do things in life they know is not good for them, whether it's eating bad or money issues? Why do they do that?
Relationships, you name it. So here's what they do. And I've had this all speakers all over the world have had this. They come to an event, just one example. I want to be more financially successful, say, right? And they come to an event. They probably spent money to get there, spent money on the event, spent their time getting the knowledge. They are motivated. They're all pumped up and they're ready to go. Why would anybody procrastinate with all of those in place? Did they wanted a waste of time and all that? Is it they don't have the desire, they don't have the knowledge, they don't have any of that? No, it's because it's a certain program on our subconscious mind that interferes it, you know? We have patterns that we run every day. Somebody that takes, take example, a lose weight. Somebody, I do lose weight seminars all over the world. And how many people have been on diets, or you know somebody that's been on diet, they lost weight, put it back on. And then as soon as they go back, they get all pumped up, they want to lose weight again. What happens? They get motivated, right? Generally what happens again? Do they lose the weight and they put it back on, right? Why is that? Well, who would do that, you know? I don't even think they have the TV show The Biggest Loser on anymore. But remember that TV show, The Biggest Loser?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know the guys that were on that show, the one that was the first winner, actually lost all that weight and within 1 year he put it back on?
Yeah.
But why is that? Is it because he hated the way he looked? No, it's because the way they got there. Your brain is designed to avoid pain and move towards pleasure. How did they get down to his ideal weight? How did he get all that weight out? What he did was he had to go through all this loose, you know, eating differently, exercising. He put his mind and his body through so much pain that when he was done, all his subconscious said is, oh my God, get me out of here. Get me out of this prison of pain. I've got to get out of here. So what does it do? It goes to what it knows. Mm. We go back to eating. I'm going to do it. And he probably, the first time he had a meal, felt guilty, but enjoyed it like you wouldn't believe because he got out of pain, you know? And that's the way you got to look at it. And I ask people all the time, who in here has been hypnotized? Most of them say no. It's not hard to hypnotize people, Sam. It's hard to wake them up from the patterns and things they do every day of their life. Mm. TV commercials, TV programs. It even says, look, TV programs. It's a program. They even tell you, hey.
Yeah.
It's like people don't get it, you know?
Yeah.
And I just remember some of the things that, like when we were growing up, the games that we had on, you know, that, remember Pong and things like
that?
Yeah, in television, baseball. Those were all good games. Now what do they have out there? They have all these negative games out there, and then we're trying to blame. Who else, you know, somebody else's fault why our kids and our society is growing up to have all this hatred. Man, I watched a video this morning. I'm going to do a YouTube, Facebook Live with it. This kid walked into a classroom, this Mexican boy and this other few other kids, and all different races, all different cultures. And they walked in, and the title was, and this is that made Yolanda cry, you know, is they walked in and they knew this kid didn't have a lot of money for clothes and sneakers and so all that. All the kids got together, and this was probably a junior high, and they got them new sneakers, new clothes, and every race can you imagine would be there. And I thought, you know what I'm going to title this? We don't need racism. We need faithism. Because we have faith in humankind.
You know? Faithism, man. I love that. If you don't do that, it'll be a race to who does the Facebook Live first after this podcast then.
I'm actually doing a Facebook Live right now. Hey, check it
out. Hey, it's Mark Usyk. Spell your last name if people want to Google you. And we'll give them a chance to contact you. How do you spell your last name?
It is butchered. It sounds like music, but it's Y-U-Z, like zebra, U-I-K.
Good Lord, man.
I know. We're the only ones in the United States.
I believe it. I've never met another Usyk, but that doesn't mean anything. I don't get out much.
Yeah.
So let's go back to that concept of going to a seminar. We have a lot of people here that have been to a seminar, so they can relate to this story. So here I am. I'm leaving Cincinnati. I'm going to L.A., and I'm going to go to a multi-speaker event, real estate, stocks, podcasting, Facebook, all this stuff. I'm jacked up. You're there. Everybody's there. My mind's fired up. I bought a real estate course on how to make money investing in real estate. I'm coming back on the plane. I'm jacked up. It's Sunday night. I wake up Monday morning. I'm a little less jacked, but I'm still fired up. I get on the first training call that night. Now I'm back to fired up. Now it's Tuesday. I'm like, and by Friday, I'm like, I'm done. What happened? What happened?
You had faith and you had hope, but you didn't have a pattern that says you can do it. And most of the time people do this, they run patterns. If you've tried something before and it hasn't worked, what happens is your brain is called the pattern of restriction. You develop a belief that what you want isn't possible for you based on your previous experiences.
Okay.
Well, you know, I've been to a seminar before and I went down there and I got the information. I did apply it. So what happened? You feel like you hit a wall and your brain says, hang on a second. You tried this before. Remember that? And even though we don't consciously remember it, we have a desire and the brain goes, are you sure you want to do this? You know, if you try this and it doesn't work, you know what that means? People are going to judge you and then you're going to be a failure. And our whole human needs are, you know, we want to be loved and accepted and make sure we're good enough. So here's what we got to do. Two things when you hit that pattern of restriction, Sam, is you've got to either, one, is consistently take the action to get the result that you want, or two, because, you know, you feel like you lose your hope. You feel a little guilty and things like that, right? Because your body, it's telling your mind. It's in sync, you know. You got to change the story, what things mean to you. So you know what? You go, hey, it's not that the course wasn't worth it. All I'm doing is right now is not the ideal time for me, and I don't really have the money. I'm going to go gather partners so I don't have to spend my money. And so you create a new story so you don't have to take the action, because what if you took the action and it didn't work? So therefore, what do you do? Your friends go, oh, he is working on it, just right not now, and you don't have to feel like you've wasted your time. So you lose that feeling of, you know, oh, my God, I gave up.
Yeah.
Pattern of restriction.
It is, man. Explain also in layman's terms the difference between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind, because I've heard you talk about this 1,000 times, but explain so a 5-year-old can understand. What's the difference between the conscious and the subconscious mind?
Imagine the conscious mind is like a computer. You work on a computer, right? And if you're working on your computer, you're typing in Google, you're doing all this stuff, you're in control of all the things that you want to search for, right? It's your computer. That's your conscious mind. However, there's a part of that computer that you don't physically see. It's called the hard drive. What does a hard drive do? It stores things. So is it possible that you could get a program without you even realizing it on your hard drive? You open up, you're browsing something, and a virus picks up. Just a little tiny virus, nothing to even notice. Computer doesn't run really any slower, and it picks up a virus. That's possible. And that happens in our life. Our past experiences in our life, our events have picked up certain meanings of what things mean to us. Those are programs going on in our subconscious mind, and it gets us to respond consciously, like a computer responds, you know?
Yeah.
And there's always a tipping point. You'll get to a point, Sam, where your computer won't run the same. It's running slower. Like, man, what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
Same thing in life. How come I'm not successful? How come I'm not getting the results I want? So it's the same concept, the same idea. Did you ever dream at night? You wake up from the middle of a dream and it feels like you're still in it. That's your subconscious mind dreaming. It doesn't make any logical sense to us, but in the dream, it makes total sense and it's wacky. You know, that's your subconscious mind. It's just taking information. It's just firing off. So it's the subconscious mind is like the hard drive on a computer. The thing is, we don't understand how to run it. We don't know how to defrag it. So there are certain things that we do, and we show you how you recognize your patterns and behaviors so you can get the results that you want.
Yeah. How would somebody get to, by the way, that's a great explanation of it. If I'm making $5,000 a month, okay. I'm barely paying my bills, I'm in a blue collar job, and I hear you guys all the time talking on your webinars and on stage, the millionaire mindset, and you can do that. You know what? You're so full of crap, music. I got $7,000 a month in bills. I'm making $5,000 a month in a job I hate. How the hell would I ever even get to $10,000 a month, let alone $100,000 a month? That's just reserved for somebody else. I can't even get out of debt.
Yeah. And that's a belief system that people have all the time. They develop this belief system based on the people they surround themselves with as well. And everything that we have in life, Sam, is based on what we feel we deserve. You know, and it's not consciously, sometimes it's subconsciously. You know, parents tell you, hey, you grow up, you get a good job. You don't need to take risk out there, or money is evil, or, you know, you hear all these things. And so we don't think they mean anything to us at the time. And our parents told us with the intentions of pure love. But what if somebody does make $5,000 a month and they don't save any money? They can't say, I've heard this all the time. I can't save any money. You don't understand. I can barely pay my bills now, right?
Right.
But what if they get their salary cut down $500 a month, would they still survive?
Yes.
Why? Because they'd figure it out, right? Why would they figure it out? It's because you're designed to survive. Our brain is designed to survive. So it always finds a way. It'll always find a way. But here's what's ironic. It goes the other way too. Let's say you made $7,000 a month. Do you think you'd save $2,000 a month? No, they wouldn't. You know why? Because we're designed. You know, this is the way it's supposed to be. I've got all these bills. I can't save money. It's a program of based on what things mean to us. Like, we can't get out of this bubble.
So how do you break that pattern? How do you do it? How do you break it?
I don't have any idea. No.
Well, then, you know, what the hell are you doing on my show? Give me an example.
You've got to get things mean different to you. Here's what happened is people get comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, and as soon as they get comfortable, they get complacent. And when they get complacent, they find other things to do, spend money on, and justify. That's the problem. The worst place you can be is comfortable.
God, get an amen from the congregation on that one. I'm going to say it again in case you missed it. The worst place you can be is comfortable. Preach that message.
Yeah. And here's what drives you. And if you want to really get a truthful answer, ask a mom who's got a child. And here's where you know how, because I get people, and you've seen this in my live events, people that procrastinate. And I'll find somebody that really wants to be successful. You know, I mean, I think at breakfast we talked about that, you know. How do you get to where you got to make some money? Have you ever had a time in your life, Sam, where you didn't know how you were going to get something, but something other than yourself? The reason why we don't move forward is because we only focus on ourselves and what's in it for us and what we're not getting and all that. And as long as we're meeting our needs, our certain family needs, hey, the bills are paid, we're okay, we're struggling, but you know what? You got a roof over your head. Things aren't great, but you know, hey, did you eat today? And that's the society, you know?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, if they're in that comfort zone, they're surrounded with people in the same like-mannered mind. So guess what? They're connecting and it's like, yeah, we got it tough. And believe it or not, that's a certain need that, you know, hey, they're okay with that. They'll accept that. This is the cards I was dealt. Just deal with it. No, that's not the cards you were dealt. That's the hand you picked.
Yeah.
But you got to know what hand you want. Most people don't even know what hand they want. I want a better life. Okay. Why? Well, because, and they're general, but you know what? They're not desperate enough.
Yeah.
Do you ever have a time in your life where you knew you had to step up for somebody other than yourself?
Let me tell you, when our daughter Susan was born, okay, she's born at 1 pound. 221 days at Cincinnati Children's. I don't even know how the hell I'm going to make any money because I can't go speak. We're millions of dollars of hospital bills. I didn't know if the insurance company was going to cover any of this stuff. I mean, this was whole new territory and it was freaking scary as hell. But I went into some mode that I don't even know if I've ever tapped into before. I just started emailing, dialing, creating content, got booked to speak in the middle of nowhere, got involved in a webinar. Before you know it, money. I made more money in a 60-day period of time in that moment where I was working from the NICU on a laptop, looking at my daughter in an isolette, wondering if she's even going to make it the next day, just in complete, like some crazy focus mode. I think that might've been the best. I don't want to say it's the best. That'd be too hyperbolic, I think. But I think that was a really good financial period of time for me because I had all these bills. I'm just getting like, I didn't even know if we were going to pay our mortgage. And we did. And we thrived.
Here's what happened. You got out of your way. You got out of your thinking. And we are designed to survive. And especially with your daughter. What would you do for your daughter, Sam?
Oh, anything.
Yep. Anything. And that's what happened. If someone's going to threaten your daughter, something out there threatened the safety of your family. Now think of, you're a man. Imagine women. It's a natural thing for them to nurture their family. You want to see the power of a woman, Sam? Put them in the same situation. The reason why, thank God you didn't have a job.
Oh my God, I say that all the time. Can you imagine if I had a job trying to ask my boss for time off and all this stuff?
The thing is, you didn't think about what am I going to do? here's what happened is your brain said, you don't have time to think about what you're going to do. Right. Get out of your way, conscious mind. I've got to go to work. My family's at stake. I got my wife, my other children, and I've got this new precious baby that's saying, Daddy, please, you have to help me. My life is dependent on you. At that moment, your mind and body go, nothing's going to stop me. Nothing. I don't care. Get out of my way. I will run you over.
Yep.
And at that point, your brain says, think, if other people have done it, we can do it. How can we create this wealth? We don't have a choice. We don't have time to procrastinate or think, can we do it? We need just get it done. And then we'll wonder if once we got it done, then we'll figure out, hey, how'd that happen? But here's what's ironic. After you get it done, you get complacent.
Mm.
If your drive is based on money, and here's what the thing, and I want to point this out, Sam, because to me, it's the most valuable gift you have. You got complacent, and I'm guessing you did.
Yeah.
Because you had enough.
Yep.
But you got complacent not because you had enough, because you served the need that needed to be needed, and your whole primary need in life is your family, number one. It's not how much money can I make. You don't care how much money you make.
No, I
don't.
That's
the truth. Because I know you. Does it help that you can make financial, abundance to have a better lifestyle and to pay it forward? And I know you as a Christian man, your whole life is about your family and paying it forward. And right. I get that. That is how you grow. Now, when you get to a point where you get desperate again, your brain goes, hey, Sam, what's going on, buddy? Let me spank you a little bit. And then we have some of our best months. And Sam, I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I don't want you to think that I'm money driven. I used to be money driven. Here's the greatest thing that'll happen. Lose everything you have and realize who your family and friends are. And when you get it back the second time, because the first time we do it because we want, variety and significance. But the second time we do it because we're driven by love for our family and we want certainty to make sure our needs are met.
Yeah.
And it feels different. But you know what? It's a deeper level of success. Because when your daughter grows up and she says, my dad did this for me, there's a special bond that doesn't have to be said, it's felt, of what you can do as a human being. You go into superhuman strength, and that's your subconscious mind. And that's how you drive it. Complacency, when you're happy and things are going good, you're not creative. But when you go in a desperate situation, truthfully, and we have enough drive, your family is the biggest drive. And I think we had that breakfast. You said, all right, remember this conversation, yeah.
$100
conversation.
The $100,000 conversation?
The $100. You got $100 in the bank. What would you tell somebody that's got $100 in the bank?
Yep. What would you tell them?
They had to make $5,000 by the end of the month. What are you going to do? First of all, you have to understand, they're going to say, I don't know what to do. Number one is because they truly don't. Consciously, they don't know what to do. But the idea is you don't have to know what to do because your subconscious will find a way to get it done if you get your conscious mind out of the way. So let's just, first of all, you have to have enough reasons why. What drives your mind? What is it that makes your superhuman mind, your mindset go, get out of my way, just like you did when you saw your daughter?
Yeah.
You had no choice. There wasn't an option B.
Yeah.
There's only a plan A, any plan B that is not going to be an option.
I was majorly scared. I can tell you right now, I remember I was full of fear, like, oh, holy shit, I'm going to go broke. That was my thought. I was so filled with fear, it took over everything. And then, like I said, I just put my head down and went to town, man. I don't know.
Yeah, the fear is the conscious mind. The subconscious goes, Sam, I ain't got time for your crap. your fear is out of here, okay? You got a daughter there that's more important than your fear. So I'm not going to honor your fear right now. This is your subconscious, okay?
Yeah.
We're cleaning up the program of, you were scared. You were scared because that happens. But then you kick into like, you know what? I'll make it happen. Now you have a choice. You could either be a victim and let yourself and your family down, or you say nothing. I love my family more than I love myself, and you go for it.
So the guy that's got $100... The guy that's got $100 in his checking account, how the hell is he going to make $5,000?
Number one is find out what's the drive, what's the story. If he's got a family, let's say he's got a family just like you did. And I said, here's the deal. You got $100 in your pocket, right? if you don't make, how much do you love your family? I'd do anything for my family. Have you tried to make it before? Yes, I've been broke my whole life. So their story is they're broke their whole life. And they are broke. That's not just, that's the truth. But they're mentally broke. It doesn't matter if they got $1 million. They'd still be broke in 3 years. They'd be broke because they're mentally broke. And if you, and if somebody's rich and they get lose the money and they truly are wealthy, they get the money back. So you got to have the leverage. And leverage is on your subconscious mind. What drives it? It has to be something other than yourself. Generally, it's something more powerful than yourself, because if you didn't love yourself enough to make it, you know, to this point, and you're down in the dumps, what are you going to do? You're going to feel sorry for yourself. And all these things are going to bring you down. So it's very simple, Sam. If you had $100 in your account and you lost everything, you had nothing more but your family and $100, and you need to make $5,000. I would ask you, do you love your children? How much do you love your children?
A lot.
What would you do for your children? Let's say, here's the deal. I'm not going to tell you have to make $5,000, because if I force you, you're going to push me back. This is going to be your choice, okay? I want it to be your choice, Sam, because I want you to realize the power of you, how powerful you really are. If you don't make $5,000 in 30 days, then you have to sit down with your children and you have to look them in the eye and says, you know what? And your wife, daddy didn't love you enough to figure out how to do it. So we all have to be homeless now. And I know it's cold and rainy out there, but I didn't love you enough and I made excuses and I had all this fear. So I'm sorry I didn't make $5,000 a month. So go get, you know, can bring one set of clothing. We have to be homeless for 10 days on the street because I didn't love you enough. And you're so, and what happened is you can't handle that. As a man, as a survivor, as somebody who's protecting and, you know, hey, how do you fix that? You're going to go into survival mode. You're going to figure out, I'll figure out a way to make it, you know? And you don't think about how you're going to make it consciously. It's just the opportunity at that moment opens up. You talk about the universe and this and that. And I believe in faith, you know, as you, as me, you know, faith is something that you believe that there's a power above than you, other than you, something that you can rely on that is something that a belief, you know, a spiritual belief that, you know, I was in the seminary, so that's not a secret.
Crazy. You told me that. I couldn't even believe it, man. That's a whole other podcast. I'm like, you were in the seminary. I couldn't believe it.
That's a whole other podcast. Yeah, that is.
Wow.
And what happens is your subconscious mind says, whatever I've got to do to make it, the opportunity comes to you because you know why? You've opened it up and you says, bring me something because I'm in survival. And you can call it what you want out there. You know, but the bottom line is you have a belief from a subconscious that's going to attract something into your life that's going to get you there. And I can guarantee you, when your family's at stake or something other than yourself, the money will show up. That doesn't mean that you leverage it and go, okay, I believe in the law of attraction. All this. You know what? All that stuff is great and it's strong. But you know what? When you're in a situation where you have no choice, the only choice you have, or these people suffer, what would you do? You don't think about what you have to do. What you have to do will come. You get fear out of the way and you don't have time to procrastinate. Every moment matters at that point. And your subconscious mind will go, okay, let's get rid of this. I have seen, because we've all seen things in the past. We've got this projector going on. The problem is if 10 people tell you you did great and one person said you did bad, what are they gonna focus on?
The one person, right? Yeah.
Yeah, why is that? Because that's the way we are, you know. We always got to make sure we're loved and accepted. So if we're loved and accepted, it's like, hey, how do I fix this, you know? Yeah. And so we hang on to some of the negative things, you know. And
that's so true. I remember when I first started podcasting, I got these 5-star reviews, and I got one star. And I wrote to iTunes. I sent a support message to try to get that 1-star review removed. Because I associated that with you. Who the hell do you think? Who are you? You and and instead of saying, hey, you got 100 or whatever it was, positive ones, I focused on the one negative one. It was so stupid. I can't believe I'm telling this story.
But here's the other reason why you focused on it is because you didn't want people to judge you. Go, oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow, there's a negative thing. And they're going to look at that. And so in your mind, everyone's going to go right to that negative and they're going to avoid all the positive. So it's the way we're programmed.
Yeah.
And we don't realize it, but it emotionally affects us. You know, you felt it in your gut and your heart, like, oh, what'd I do? You know, and we do live, you know, I do a lot of live seminars.
Yeah. As well. Hey, so tell us about, first of all, before you go any further, how can anybody get in touch with you or get a hold of you or contact you, or what's the best place to follow you online?
They can come. Well, as you know, I'm starting my podcast channel, which is getting ready to be launched very soon here.
Yeah, what's the name of that?
It's Get Your Mind Set. Get your mindset.
You're such a creative guy, man. I'm jealous of all the stuff that you do, man. And by the way, I think it's kind of weird. Stop sending me winky emojis, by the way. So, you know, can you send me something new? Well, that's just kind of...
You know, 90% of my emojis are winky emojis.
That's kind of weird. So, Get Your Mindset is going to be the name of Mark's podcast. Mark sent me some audios. By the way, I started listening to them. And I know we got to wrap it up soon because you got another call to get on. But I was starting to listen to those audios you sent me. And I want to ask you, let's wrap it up with this one. And by the way, spell your last name one last time so people Google your name.
Y-U-Z as in zebra, U-I-K. If they Google Mark Hypnotist, I've done a lot of San Diego Fair, Orange County Fair, things like that. It pops right up. Okay. YouTube, go to YouTube. You've probably got 20 pages on there.
And you're going on tour with Rich Dad this summer over in Europe, right?
Yeah, I just got the email a few minutes ago about, you know, Romania, Poland, and England as well.
Hey, good for you, man. I'm not much of a Europe traveler. I was over there a few times speaking. It's just, it's a different, it's not Cincinnati. We're not cooking out on the grill at night. So it's a little bit different. Hey, the audios that you, and by the way, I love everybody in Europe. That's not a shot at you, by the way. Yeah. It's just different over there, isn't it? You know, like when you're coming from America over there, it's just a different lifestyle.
Europe's beautiful. When you go to the third world country, you appreciate things over here like you cannot imagine. Yeah. I think every child in high school or in junior high should spend a month over in a third world country and they come back to this country, and they'll say, you know what? Thank God we have this country and a beautiful place it is. You know,
you're right. And if you're going to travel to Europe, you do it the way Mark's doing it. I've only gone over there for like 3 days. And right back at it. You're going for a long period of time. That's the way to do it.
I'm hitting 4 or 5 countries in 3 weeks.
Yeah, so that's a little bit better. The reason why I was laughing about going to London and things like that, I didn't even know where I was waking up. Like, I had no idea what was going on. So the one audio, we'll wrap it up with this concept. The one audio in your series that you had sent me that Mark will make available to people as well online is that whenever you release them, I don't want to make anybody a false impression out there. But the one audio you sent me was the 10% rule, okay?
Yes.
I know we talked about this. This wasn't over breakfast. This was me having my Merlot the night before. Mark and I were actually talking the night before. And I said, hey, Mark, what if I want to lose 30 pounds? Lose 1 pound a week. I'm like, dude, I don't want to lose 1 pound a week. I want to lose weight fast. And I want to make money fast. And, you know, so talk about that 10% rule, just as weight loss, for example.
Well, in anything, it's the most powerful thing you'd have, is because if I told you, Sam, you want to lose 30 pounds? Okay, you got to do it in 3 months. And here's how you got to do it. You're going to have to change the way you eat. You got to go to the gym. You have to do these things. Your brain goes, whoa, hang on, before you get to the list. And you may even attempt it for, guess what, a week or two. And then your body will say, I am freaking done.
Yeah.
But what if you did this? Here's my thing. You can never in life deprive yourself. Never deprive yourself. There's one thing you get out of this podcast. If you deprive yourself, your subconscious mind is going to go right back to the old patterns. So you have to know how your brain works. Move away from pain, move towards pleasure. And I do this with financing as well. You know, if I could show you a way where you could lose 1 pound, 1 pound, let's say every 2 weeks, that's a half a pound every week, half a pound. A week. What's that over a year? It's 25 pounds. Mm. But here's what's kind of cool. You know what? You'll say, no, I got to lose 30 pounds. And you'll spend 2 or 3 years telling me the same story where your brain will process. Can you eat 10% less per meal? If you put 10 pieces of chicken, like cut it up, can you eat 10% healthier? Can you move 10% more? You know, can you cut back on junks? Let's say you drink 6 sodas a day, drink 5.5. It's very little tiny changes. But what happens is your brain goes, oh, I'm not suffering. Mm-hmm. And guess what? The other thing is your language patterns. How do you get down to your ideal weight, enjoy the process, and influence others instead of, I got to go on a diet again? Your brain says, I don't want to go on a diet. It doesn't work. So you're changing your pattern in your subconscious mind. If your goal is 1 pound in 2 weeks and you can be successful at that and get 1.5 pounds in there, you're like, whoa!
Winning. I'm winning.
And imagine this in business. Could you make an extra, if you make 50,000 a year, could your goal be to make an extra 10% in a year? That's an extra 5,000 or 5%. and save that, and you start compounding that, so then you start creating wealth that way. And this is how we build people's wealth as well, Sam, but also their relationship. Could you treat your spouse, buy her a card, or send a text, a little winky emoji, you know, maybe once every 10 days, right? Send her flowers, send him flowers, things like that. And what happens is you start building this in your subconscious mind where it becomes a pattern, a new pattern, a new behavior where you start seeing results. See, I don't motivate anybody. What I do is I use, I hate this word, hypnosis, but I use hypnosis to get the result where they automatically respond and let the results be the motivation. Why get motivated and get frustrated because it didn't get the results that you wanted, you know?
Yeah.
So it works opposite. I've never motivated anybody, but I've gotten a lot of results for a lot of people out there.
Yeah. Amen.
I love the 10%.
I love that. I love that concept. I latched onto it when we were talking about it that night, the night before breakfast out in LA. And yeah, that's really cool, dude. I get that. Hey, I want to let you go. I know you got some time. You got to get ready for another call. But I enjoyed this, man, because I love talking about the mind and I love talking about conscious, subconscious and why we do the things we do. I think if we even understood why we do the things we do, so many people would have a lot less stress, you know, because then you can actually do something. And I love comfortable kills. I'm such a fan of that because I know when I've had my worst months financially, and it's because I was resting on the good months that just happened previously, and I could kick myself because, but now that I'm aware of it, it's not going to happen that way again. You know? So I get it. Mark Usyk, everybody, on the Everyday Saturday podcast. Mark, I appreciate you coming on. Congratulations on launching your podcast. I know it's going to be a winner. What's the name of it going to be again?
Get your mindset. You got to get your mindset so you can go, man. It's all about getting your mindset, you know?
And by the way, don't ever drive with Mark in LA traffic. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's not me. It's the cars around me that make this illusion.
We were driving around the Staples Center. By the way, that's a nice ride you got, dude. That's like, what is that? Like a Cadillac? Is that an Escalade or is that something different you got?
No, it's a Suburban. It's a Suburban.
But it had
the, I had bought a thing that said Escalade to impress people.
You put it on the side of it. Yeah. We're driving around.
I tried the Tesla Sumo, but they didn't buy it.
We got tinted windows. I mean, I literally thought like I was some Hollywood type. So we're driving around the Staples Center downtown trying to find this event. Mark's wife, Yolanda's in the passenger seat. I'm in the back. And a couple other people. We have all this equipment and all this stuff. So we finally get to the damn parking garage, which felt like 2 hours to get to the parking garage. And then inside the parking garage, we had to, it felt like we were driving around the whole other city just to try to find a parking spot. Everybody's saying, no, you go to this one, go to that one, go to this one. Oh, but I laughed hard. I'll tell you what, if you can give the gift of laugh, you and I always end up laughing a lot when we talk, man. I think the gift of laughter is just amazing. To be able to laugh, that's why I laugh so much is because I feel so good, you know? So.
Yeah, you know, if you're smiling all the time, it's impossible to be depressed. If you want to get rid of depression, the easiest way is sit in front of a mirror 3 times a day, smile. They did a study, Cambridge University did a study, Sam, and they had people that were clinically depressed. They sat them in front of a mirror for, I think it was 3 weeks, you know, and all they'd give no therapy sessions, just smile as big as you can 3 times a day, I think it for 20 minutes a day, and 80% of them were completely off any kind of antidepressant drugs within 3 weeks.
Wow, that's incredible, man.
Smiling. Because your brain, it sends signals to your subconscious, your brain, and says, hey, if I'm smiling, I can't be depressed. Isn't that weird?
It is really weird. I've heard that study before as well, and you're right. It is weird, but it is believable because it is difficult to smile and looking in a mirror and be depressed. I get that concept.
Yeah, I heard it from Tony Robbins on one of his audio programs. It's like, this is really strong, you know?
Well, you don't have to say I heard it from Tony Robbins. You just say that's my concept.
That's,
you
know, my concept. Yeah.
You know, this is. Hey, can I tell you guys something? I did a study. Start with that. Yeah.
I did a study as I was listening to these audio programs.
I heard it somewhere. All right, buddy. I'll let you get going. Mark Usyk, everybody, check out his podcast on iTunes when it goes live. And Mark, we'll have you back on the show again. This was a lot of fun.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate you.
All right, buddy. We'll see you.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.